This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We've lots of information for you today. The latest is from top virologists is becoming concerned that the new strains coming out of states that did the initial studies for these vaccines actually are creating new strains. That, number one, there is some evidence they spread more rapidly, but they aren't more lethal. Like, there are a larger percentage of strains in South Africa, the strain showing up in Florida, but it's not causing more death. But so we're going to go over this today. I'm going to first play a little bit of a clip here, not all of it, with Dr. Tenpenny. I'm hoping to get Dr. Kerry Made on as well. And Dr. Tenpenny, I had a chance to talk to her the other day, and of course we clarified that the J&J vaccine is a double-stranded DNA, not the spike protein, and that these actually are trying to make the body make an antibody. Now, it's completely different than my EduCap. The EduCap takes a sigma-1 protein, which is reverse engineered by Dr. Lieber in Harvard with the 1,000 Talents program, and it exposes the dendritic cells, and dendritic cells then produce exosomes, so they transfer a USB memory how to create a T-cell and a B-cell immunity against the virus. Doesn't mean they create antibodies. It means they have the ability to remember how with cellular immunity, which is the only way to kill viruses, is superoxide radical. Antibodies only tag something. They don't do any killing. Killing the necessary has to be activated T cells. These so-called vaccines cause inflammation because they actually upregulate the type 1 macrophages and suppress the type 2. So we're going to listen to Dr. Tenpenny for a minute. I'm going to stop it and play later on some clips about it. We also have some regarding this virologist that's now having a panic over new strains arising. It's very unlikely that these strains will be more lethal. What's going on in terms of herd immunity is simply only about 10% of the population have vaccines in America, and herd immunity is increasing because people are exposed and the bodies of these younger people and they breathe on older people, the exosomes in their breath and their bodily fluids, transfer the immunity to them like a USB drive like my EduCap. So it's really simple to understand. Herd immunity is not only younger people getting exposed that can never transfer the virus. The problem with these vaccines is they still tell you that you can transfer the virus because they just upregulate the inflammatory or alarm phase. They don't actually block it with T-cell immunity. And that's the danger to doing this. You may create new strains, hopefully because the coronavirus has been around for so many years, it's not going to cause increased lethality. That's been discovered already in Florida, that they have a higher proportion of older people and they have higher rates of the South African virus because a lot of people fly in between Florida and South Africa. There's not more deaths. Okay, so we're going to watch Dr. Tenpenny for a minute here.
Thing that we say gets totally scrubbed and scrutinized these days. So I think to say it accurately is important. The messenger RNA that gets injected in with this shot co-opts a little piece of machinery in your body called the ribosomes. The ribosomes read the recipe, and as it reads the recipe, it makes this protein called the spike protein. That spike protein is supposed to be the same protein that's on the surface of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and it's supposed to be at least similar to the spike proteins on the circulating coronaviruses that have been out there for more than 60 years. And so this spike protein, what it does on the surface of the virus is it acts like a key and binds to something called an ACE receptor on the surface of your cells.
By the way, if they do not have the exact ACE, what's called a sigma-1 protein, which binds to the ACE receptor, it's only partially binding. And that's part of the problem, is there's other spike proteins that they're extracting that these other labs are using. It's not the one that Dr. Lieber developed that actually allows the jump species to infect humans using the lab in Australia that already had the AIDS gene inserted into it as a chimera, and they gain a function from the University of South Carolina, Dr. Barrick, and the University of South Carolina BSL-3 lab. Funded, by the way, by Barack Obama and Joe Biden, previously funded by previous administrations going right back to George Bush Sr., where they set up the bioweapons labs in Iraq and later transferred them that back and forth to America.
What takes its key and binds to the ACE receptor, it opens the door and allows the virus to go in and start to replicate. So what they're trying to do is to develop an antibody to that spike protein to block the key from getting into the lock so it can't get inside the cell and start to replicate. Because the antibody is not made to the entire virus, it's made to a small little piece called a spike protein. So it doesn't behave as the same way an antibody does, that is to maybe measles or chickenpox or shingles or mumps or something like that. So the problem is, Alex, is that we are injecting mRNA that has a recipe in it to build a protein to make an antibody against the protein that is supposed to keep us healthy and keep us from getting sick. Yes. We have no idea how long the protein is going to last. We have no idea how long the antibody is going to be around. We have no idea how long the antibody is going to last. And we don't know how long they're going to continue to, the B cells are going to be active. We have no idea.
By the way, B cells do not kill anything. It's T cells. That's one of the reasons why when we do our tests, once we develop the EDUCAP, it has to measure IgG subclass 4 to measure T cell immunity, not just B cell. Okay?
We have no long-term studies. And every single one of those steps makes you susceptible to illness for the entire population.
By the way, that's why I put together this weekend, and it's available on my website, Brighteon, a video explaining not only more on the first line of defense kit and the additional addition kits, but also the rescue kit for the people who were stunned enough to take these toxic, very dangerous GD vaccines.
For an unknown period, maybe the rest of your life, that you may be susceptible to autoimmune disease, shock, allergies, and death from something that is supposed to keep you from getting sick.
What do you think of that, hey?
The people of America, them trying to cover that up was bad. They're taking them. This doesn't go back to normal once you take the vaccine either, Stousey says. But at another level, if you try to talk about it, you get banned, you get censored. So Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been censored. She's been blocked a lot. For telling the truth, she's a...
Between the miss of the mask, the fraud of the PCR testing, the horrors that are going to come down the road with this shot, the problems, the psychological problems with the social distancing and the non-touching, I mean, it's a really, really big problem. It's a big mess. And I do have a clinic here in Cleveland, Ohio. I've been here since 1996. I don't have clinics all over the world. I do speak all over the world back in the day when you could travel. But I just want to commend you, Alex, because I think about you often and all the years that you've had prison. And number three, we have a because the death rate is already extraordinarily low. The second thing is supposed to be thing. It may decrease your risk of serious infections. A vaccine is supposed to keep you from getting sick. This doesn't. And in their stated literature, they say it probably won't keep you from getting sick or prevent anything. It may decrease your risk of serious infections, and it may cut down the duration of your symptoms, but it in no way says anything about keeping you from getting sick, which is what a vaccine is supposed to do. The second thing is supposed to stop the spread of infection. Well, they've already said it doesn't do that. It's not intended to decrease hospitalizations, and it's not going to lower the death rate because the death rate is already extraordinarily low because, as you know, and I'm sure you've reported on it many times, the COVID numbers about death are absolutely fabricated, and we will never be able to sort that out and know the truth. So it's not a vaccine, and I'm encouraging everyone to understand the only reason they call it a vaccine is, number one, to get billions of dollars of funding. Number two, to get the protection of the 2005 PrEP Act as a covered countermeasure as a vaccine. And number three, we have a multi-generational indoctrinations that still, beyond all the work you've done, I've done, and others have done over the last 20 years, people still believe that vaccines are safe, thoroughly tested, which they're not. They think they're going to keep you from getting sick, which they don't. They think they're absolutely necessary, which they're not. And they don't cause any harm, which is a flat-out lie. And so the vast majority of people have been multi-generationally indoctrinated to the concept of vaccine. So when they hear about the COVID vaccine, they think, oh, it's just like another flu shot. oh, doesn't coronavirus cause the flu? So this is just like getting another flu shot. And if I can get this shot, please stop calling it a vaccine. If I can get this shot or this injection, then I can just go back to normally living life, which you won't. They told you you still have to wear a mask. You still have to social distance. You still have to contact trace. It's not going to keep you from getting sick. As a matter of fact, and I know that we'll talk about this throughout the rest of the show, I have mapped out 10 mechanisms of injury of how when you get this injection, when you get this messenger RNA, or you get the spike protein that's already been genetically modified and made and inserted into an adenovirus for the J&J shot, when you get this...
We're coming back, and by the way, it's the double-stranded DNA. I clarified that with Dr. Tenpenny the other day. We're going to go back, and we're going to talk about our other issues here in a second. Where it's the St. Patty's Day sale, by the way. You'll save 7% on all your supplements and technology if you use the code SAINT on coupon code on exit on your sale. We'll be back in a moment. All the wellness conditions are free, and I put more every day up. They're all free.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Talk with Fareed about cardiovascular. Now, one of the things that I just played a clip there about this gentleman in Europe that's an expert on viruses and vaccines that may cause new strains because you cause viral evolution. Now, let me explain what happened. Is in 1917, the vaccines, and this is important to understand with cardiovascular. In 1917, they made a typhus vaccine. They did it actually with Rockefeller Foundation on Fort Lupton, Kansas. And it turned out the pigs had pig flu, and they inadvertently combined human pig flu virus with the people that were operating with the pigs had human flu. And it created a new recombinant. Now, they took the typhus vaccine because more people were dying of typhus than even of grenades and gunshot in World War I because of the wet conditions and so on. And the typhus is really spreading through the army. So what they decided is they're going to make this vaccine. When they got to Spain, and they're actually on troop ships, they start dying because the vaccine actually caused the virus to replicate deep in their lungs. And when they did, they ended up with respiratory failure, which virtually identical to what's going on right now. Now, the first wave was relatively small. The second one was catastrophic. My grandmother lost a sister and a brother due to the virus back in Nova Scotia because her cousin had received this typhus vaccine. Now, the problem is the vaccine itself, like the vaccine from Wuhan that the Chinese created, was totally supported by the United States government and our labs. Dr. Lieber at Harvard, Dr. Barrick at University of North Carolina, University Research Lab for Animal Viral Studies in Australia, et cetera, and there's other labs involved as well. But here's the issue. The coronavirus has been circulating around humans for around 2,700 years. There's six major other versions of coronavirus, which are often up to 25 to 30% of all flu every season. It's not the flu virus. Many times just regular coronavirus. Now, the coronavirus actually has been less lethal in 2020 than it was in 2019. But when you mess with it, it's going to create new strains. Now, the new strains that they created out of South Africa just spread faster. They're not more lethal. So I know this guy's all in panic over it, but the fact is the ultimate cause of the death is due to hydroproxy radical in the mitochondria and circulatory problems with the loss of circulation. Now, when you take cardiovascular, you're going to start to conquer that, because what people don't realize, they have nascent problems. They have hypertension. They got diabetes, which is an insulin resistance syndrome. And hypertension is a pre-diabetic syndrome. When you lose your what's called the copper zinc SOD1 in your muscles, you lose the glucose transporter, you get tissue insulin resistance. They talk about it on Golo. I did the original research with the head of pathology at the University of Calgary. So let's go through the seven synergistic herbs, because people didn't realize if you just take vitamin D, zinc, if you take our cardiovascular and other supplements, we're going to say, in our first line defense kit, you don't need to worry about the virus. It doesn't matter if it's this virus or any other virus. Your body handles it. That's why the only people dying are people with marginal nutrition, staying indoors so they don't get vitamin D, and they're elderly because they have mitochondrial disease, because they're heading toward dementia, heart failure, or diabetes, or other conditions. They're all mitochondrial. The cause of death, ultimately, is mitochondrial and circulatory, because when your mitochondria fail in your heart and blood vessels, you don't pump blood around your body or your lymphatics, you don't detoxify, and you can't perfuse. So, like your dad said, Farid, Kreislauf S. Ellis, which is German for perfusion, is king. So let's go through each of the seven synergistic herbs in the cardiovascular.
Sure. So we'll start with the hawthorn, leek, and flower extract.
Vitaxin, yeah, which is similar to digoxin. It causes the heart to contract. It's like a spark. And that's very important, because your heart pumps about one-third of the blood, roughly, maybe less, quarter. And the rest is actually the blood vessels contracting in response to that first shearing force hitting the aorta and the other blood vessels and arterioles. And all the blood flow back from your heart to your heart is the venules and veins contracting with a contractile wave. And all your lymphatics contracting with a contractile wave moves the lymphatic vessels to wash your tissues every day and then dump it into your venous system. Next component is?
So then we have the garlic. The aged garlic.
Now, the aged garlic is important because it gets rid of nanobacteria and also helps to lower the inflammatory reaction, because, you see, when you have nanobacteria and you have inflammatory cytokines there, including things like free radicals, the nanobacteria, people think their arteries are sterile, and they're not, because a nanobacteria is basically a bacterium with a cell wall. Next one.
So then the cayenne.
Cayenne is going to raise nitric oxide. You have a three-gas system. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, nitric oxide. Without nitric oxide, the hemoglobin molecule can't drop off the oxygen. So this helps to make your tissues able to drop off the oxygen in your tissue, which then makes high-energy ATP and NADH, which makes your mitochondria happy, and you're alive. When you don't have NADH and ATP, you're dead. That's the simple truth. Death is mitochondrial death. Next one.
Yeah, so then we have the bilberry.
Bilberry is a dialyzable antioxidant. So in other words, it goes across membranes into the heart, lung, kidneys, and because it's so small, it can actually take away free radical singlet oxygen. And then, of course, that can decay to hydroperoxy, which is most persistent. So that's very important to understand that that's a major factor. Next one.
So then we have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is going to lower blood viscosity, and they took it away from the formula in Canada because the nanny state there is concerned that people would have stopped before dental surgery or major surgery, when in fact most people are smart enough that 2 days before a major procedure you're going to stop your cardiovascular. Now, I add to this that nanokinase, I take 3 nanokinase twice a day, which also has PQQ or piroquinoline to make new mitochondria, stimulate new mitochondria. But you got to lower blood viscosity because most people don't realize most diseases have a perfusion component and an infective or toxic component, right?
Yep.
Yep. Next one is?
So then we have the milk thistle.
Milk thistle is very important. Universal detox. As Sherry Rogers says in her newsletter, she's a very top environmental doctor, detoxify or die. It's like a Viking call. Detoxify or die, you know, in other words, to kill, you know, you have to fight to the end. If you don't detoxify, remove heavy metal toxins or chemicals, and it stimulates your liver and other major organs to detoxify. Next one.
And so then the last component would be the valerian.
Yeah, if you go to what's called parasympathetic, which is healing phase, your body can heal, your stem cells come out of hiding, they decide to start rebuilding your tissues. That's why we had things like my red deer valve, but we had also what's called the Supernox plus NO2 beats. And Supernox works wonderfully with cardiovascular, and that's why I think we're having a shift toward from the capsules to a lot of people mixing the cardiovascular tincture, which I'll put up on the screen here, because people are watching the video, by the way. If you go to Periscope, you can see this on my screen. We're soon going to, by the way, be moving on April 1st to doing 2 hours of radio, and we have also video at the same time, but we're doing a third and fourth hours, whatever, will be all video. And you can watch it on Periscope, and I'm going to actually have a Zoom window, so you can actually go to our websites or your iPhone or iPad, and you can watch it on Zoom free. So cardiovascular is very important. Liquid is 15 drops equal 1 capsule. So the average female, small female, 30 drops, the average male, 45 drops, the large male, 60 drops. And you can mix one scoop of the Supernox plus NO2 beats, and you're all well on your way to staying well. We did well. The next one we're going to cover when we come back is the Pain Away Cream. Lots to cover. We'll be back in just a moment.
Sure.
Funny.
There's so
much.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
8. Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is heading up a congressional delegation to the southern border today as the spike in illegal immigration continues. The California Republican speaking just outside of El Paso, Texas.
The sad part about all this, it didn't have to happen. This crisis is created by the presidential policies of this new administration. There's no other way to claim it than a Biden border crisis.
The White House saying FEMA has arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border to help shelter illegal immigrant children. No flights are coming in or going out at the Denver International Airport at the moment. Runways will remain closed until 2 o'clock Mountain Time following a massive snowstorm over the weekend. The area saw just over 27 inches of snow. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The confirmation hearings for President Biden's cabinet continues.
The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing to consider civil rights attorney Vanita Gupta for Associate U.S. Attorney General. That would be the number three spot in the Department of Justice. Gupta is facing immense scrutiny from Republican senators. Gupta called the confirmation of now Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett illegitimate. She called Judge Kavanaugh a privileged lifelong partisan. The Senate Judiciary Committee must vote to move forward Gupta's nomination before the full Senate has a chance to confirm her nomination. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's still no official date for President Joe Biden to give his first address to a joint session of Congress. That's according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Asked if there'd been an update since Congress passed Biden's COVID-19 relief package, Pelosi telling reporters on Capitol Hill, we'll see. Pelosi adding that there's no official date set as of yet. And you're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition...
We'll continue with our discussion with our scientists talking about the vaccines and how they'll affect. We, of course, have the first line defense kit and the first line defense kit plus. We also have the rescue kit now. If you go to my Brighteon channel, you'll actually be able to pull up the particular items there. I can actually tell you specifically what we can. We'll go over that later. We have pain away cream. Now, this is amazing cream. It turns off pain, but also turns off the underlying inflammation, whether it's a peripheral neuropathy in your feet, let's say, or you've got a joint pain, or you've got, say, a carpal tunnel syndrome or a thoracic outlet syndrome or you call a fibromyalgia syndrome or even migraines. For example, they talk about putting injections to stop migraines. Don't do that. Simply take the pain away cream and hit the what's called the trigger zones where your migraine starts on your face, your scalp, or your neck, and it'll turn it off. This is an amazing cream. It involves a number of different components. They're very safe, and it won't even stain your clothes. So let's go through it now. It has a targeted ability with glucosamine to heal your joints. It has methylsulfonylmethane to penetrate. It has transdermal anti-inflammatories. It has a cooling effect because of the menthol and camphor oil. Let's go through the other components of it and explain why this cream is so unique your dad put together years ago.
Yeah. So it's a triple action formula. So the first two components that you mentioned, the glucosamine and the MSM, those are in there to penetrate deep into the skin and help to repair the damaged tissue.
Right.
The second component, the menthol and the camphor, as you mentioned, cooling effect, and that's for instant targeted pain relief. And then the other three major components, the frankincense, the turmeric, and the devil's claw, these are all herbal extracts that are known for their anti-inflammatory properties. So you're getting really the triple action, which is pain relief, anti-inflammatory, and rebuilding tissue.
Right. So that is amazing stuff. I love it. You can put it anywhere. You can put it, for example, if you got sore teeth even, you can put it on your lips and it'll actually penetrate and stop the pain. if you've got problems with your sinuses, even though it's not going to go inside your sinuses, you can put it on your cheeks. You can put it on, say, if you've bruised yourself in sports, you can put on sore muscles or joints, and it'll not only turn off the pain, but it actually improves the underlying perfusion in the tissue to speed the healing as well. That's kind of neat. The next one I want to talk about is the Superfolate TR, time release. And now a lot of people are not aware, what are the underlying risk factors for disease? Well, one of the first ones is vitamin D, which is easy to replace. We have the vitamin D liquid and soft gels. But one of the most important ones that determines if you're going to get ill from major illnesses is the ability to activate folic acid. Now, the folic acid conversion SNP, or polymorphism, is around 25% of Caucasians, but it's around 50% of Hispanic and Black, which means if they especially have a low vitamin D level and they have a low folic acid conversion to 5-methylfolate, they're at particularly higher risk of getting mitochondrial dysfunction, because without folic acid and B12, and if we're talking about 5-methylfolate, you can't detoxify, you can't convert neurotransmitters, and you can't protect your mitochondria. And you can't create new bone marrow cells, and you can't even regenerate tissue. So activated folic acid is a real big deal. It also gets rid of things like homocysteine that can burn your artery walls or brain cells. It supports methylation to get rid of toxicity, because with the three major phase 2 pathways that we get, we help to bump up with our life support drinks, is methylation, glucuronidation, sulfation. So methylation is one of the most important ones, and to create neurotransmitter function in your nervous system, you need methylation. So it's got so many important places that it's involved with bone marrow, with neurotransmitter, etc. And the neat thing about this formula, which nobody else has, is it's 5,000 micrograms, which is a very high dosage, is in a methylcellulose release slow technology, so it releases it slowly. So you can take one capsule 12 hours. I also take it with a PowerMethyl B12 and a BioLVR. BioLVR is activated B6 as well. And the PowerMethyl B12 is a sublingual orange flavor tablet. And then you've got the both components. You can take things like our Norival to make norepinephrine dopamine for depression, and 5-HTP, because serotonin does not cross the blood-brain barrier, and the most powerful anti-cancer and vision protective molecule in your body is melatonin. Melatonin is made in your pineal gland, but it's actually the master hormone to stop cancer and loss of vision, and even protecting against dementia. So if you have dementia, you want to be taking this, you want to take our anti-dementia formulas, Cognition Plus Brain Power Brain Mag, and our HCG microdose growth hormone, right, etc. But Superfolate TR, very important, and a lot of people don't realize if we simply gave people vitamin D and activated folic acid, and antioxidants like our Power C Plus capsules or crystals, and our cell defense, and then our antipathogenics, plasma monatomic iodine, Allison Med from Germany, which is 200 milligram more than Allison, than Peter Jossing's Allison, and our NutriSilver monatomic silver, which is better than the colloidal silver, you don't need to worry about any virus, whether it's this or another strain. So when I hear all these people panicking, this virology is panicking over the idea we may create new strains, who cares? We've been living with these viruses, and if you're young and healthy, they don't do anything to you. If you simply took older people and gave them things like Superfolate TR, vitamin D, and our other first-line kit, doesn't matter what it is, or if it's a new strain, so what? And that's the problem. Is I see people panicking because they have a very narrow level of knowledge. They don't have a broad range of knowledge. They don't understand that viruses are not normally our enemy. Now, if you mess with them, you can eventually cause them to change, but you have to change them basically to mutate them to the point where they become... If they become too lethal, they can't even spread. For example, that's why SARS-1 and MERS were so lethal, they couldn't spread or become pandemic, because if they get it, the host died and couldn't spread it to another person. So the ideal frequency is a relatively low lethality, high infectivity, and that's where viruses kind of snuggle into a population. People don't know this, but if you take simply antioxidants, like take Supernox, TR to reverse depression and bone marrow and to help your stem cells regenerate and keep everything working, you're fine. I get a kick out of people. They get all panicking. They have to do this or that or take these stupid vaccines which regulate inflammation, and now they're panicking because now they think they're going to create new strains. This is just to get more lockdown control down the road. It's all just part of the game. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all you need to do is take our supplements and you're fine. Now, I have the EduCap, which is totally different technology. And I'm not. I'm working toward this. And I, the guys in Las Vegas fell apart because Dr. Bill Singh wouldn't cooperate. You know, he wanted to attach himself to my patent. And he did an injectable version of it. Like, so what? You could make a dendritic vaccine, big deal. What I've done is a completely different technology, which means it's oral, it's safe, and it creates T-cell immunity. And if you have that, because you can only kill viruses with T-cells, well, you need to have a healthy system. If you have, that's why when we see these people who have low folic acid levels, low vitamin D levels, et cetera, and low antioxidant levels, no wonder they get sick. Their mitochondria are like sitting, it's like, how can I say, it's like sending somebody to a big city where there's a lot of violence and they don't have a gun. You got a gun, you can stop yep. Somebody coming in your front door. Folic acid is like that, it's having a gun. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
But people want to think of something really bizarre, you know, like, oh my God, it's a panic, now we got all these people vaccinated, now we got a new problem. No, just take supplements and you're fine. And by the way, these face diapers don't work. NIOSH N95s work if you're in an operating room. They don't work. And you don't even need that, to be honest with you. And, you know, if you build up natural immunity, you can't turn into a disease because your body has T-cell immunity to kill the virus. Superoxide radical, 100 million degrees. But you need things like folic acid to do that. People don't get this stuff. It's really simple, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
I got a kick. I think it's a highly qualified person trying to scare all these doctors because their doctors are dummies. They got dummy syndrome. You know, what they're doing a lot of harm with the vaccines because it upregulates inflammation. I won't be taking them. And, of course, the number of countries have actually banned the AstraZeneca vaccine already. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And the other ones, right? This is causing, when it kills your relative, you're going to stop spreading it to your other relatives. Dr. Bill is right again. Da, 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 da. What do you think, hey? You want to get right away? To say, well, first thing, nutrition. Yeah, there's a place for surgery and so on, very small place. And intervention, we use alternative interventions. We don't use crazy stuff. All right? We'll be back in a minute with more. Stay tuned. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line. 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
She went over her 10 points, but I think it's worthwhile going through those.
The spike protein antibody in your system, it will permanently and irreversibly change your immune system. And so I've mapped out 10 mechanisms of how that happens. And if I've come up with 10, there's probably more that I just haven't come across yet. Because when I first started talking about it, Alex, I said there were 4, which then went to 7, and now I've got it up to 10. And as I continue to investigate and research on the problems with this anti-spike antibody, which is the whole purpose of getting this injection, they're injecting something in you, a messenger RNA or a piece of protein that is the spike protein. The whole purpose of having the spike protein in your circulation is to develop an antibody against that spike protein. In theory, that means the next time that you come in contact with a coronavirus, or specifically the SARS-CoV-2 virus, that antibody should block you from getting sick. Not only does it not block you from getting sick, the antibody itself is going to turn on your body and create havoc and massive autoimmune disease.
And the cytokine storm.
No, not cytokine storm. It's autoimmune disease. When the antibody itself attacks your organs by molecular mimicry, which we can talk about more
I will say there, because I'm not a doctor like you. I just read all these reports, and that's what Wolfie Warnock said. He said it'll cause the autoimmune disorder. It'll also cause a big allergic reaction. He just said it's a nightmare, and it doesn't even work against what they're saying. So why are they doing it? That's the big question. We'll get into the 10 ways it hurts you, but why would they try something this bold, this crazy, and then now it's killing people and maiming them? Everybody knows people dying and getting sick. Well, what's the master plan? And what's incredible is there's, again, Wolfgang Woodard, heads of the EU Advisory Commission. The former chief scientist of Pfizer joined him on December 1st last year and tried to file a lawsuit to block authorization of the mRNA vaccines of Pfizer and others. And now major governments from Switzerland to South Africa and India are saying no to mRNA vaccines. Australia had to stop their vaccine because it had HIV positives, false positives happening. And so I'm no medical doctor. I'm just reading this. And then India says, we're not going to approve it. And then Bill Gates' news guard says it's not true, even though it's on Indian TV and did happen. So there's incredible disinformation. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been a leading doctor, and she's not in competition. She loves the cavalry with people like Robert Kennedy Jr. But she's been there really for 20 years because she saw this in her own clinics, saw their patients saying, hey, we got a problem here. Well, this isn't traditional vaccine with all of its contaminants and problems. We know that's a real science, though. This is mRNA reprogramming people's bodies, and a protein that's in the placenta, that's in the cells, teaching the body that's bad. What could go wrong? And then here's the question I was asking, and then get back into the 10 points, Dr. Tinpenny. Why would they try something this reckless and crazy knowing it's going to cause these problems? They're not stupid. Please take over.
Well, you're right about that, Alex. These people are not stupid, and they can read the medical literature as well as I can, and as well as any other physician that has, and there's a lot of us that are now starting to speak out. A lot of us, relative to the total number of physicians, we're still tiny, but there are more and more physicians who are actually reading the medical literature. Imagine that. And they're understanding the problems with this. I mean, this is a well-designed killing tool. I mean, it's not a vaccine. It's an injection or a shot. We call it a genetic modification technology. And I think it's really important for your viewers to get it straight and to get it right about how this messenger RNA works, because a lot of the mainstream press is saying, oh, you conspiracy theorists, the anti...
Now, people have to understand the three purposes of the vaccine are, number one, to create a lockdown control. Number two, to kill a lot of people that are sick and weak and have multiple system organ problems. And number three, to sterilize the population and eventually genetically modify them. So when you insert further vaccine shots, they can be modified to become a cyborg, be controlled by 5 and 6G, controlling through their DNA and direct intervention with their cortex, their brain. And also knock out the VMAT2 region of the brain, the God gene region.
Vaccine people are all saying that messenger RNA changes your DNA, and it does not. And guess what? They're right. It doesn't. Because how the process works, if you have DNA through an enzyme called reverse transcriptase, it makes a mirror copy of it called messenger RNA, which is what gets injected into your body. That messenger RNA, it goes through a system called the ribosomes and creates a protein. That protein can get reincorporated into your DNA.
So in other words, the protein can be reconverted back into DNA. That's how this can happen.
By a process called transfection. So there isn't. So the messenger RNA can indirectly change your DNA, your genetics, but not directly. And I think language is important. And everything that we say gets totally scrubbed and scrutinized these days. So I think to say it accurately is important. The messenger RNA that gets injected in with this shot co-opts a little piece of machinery in your body called the ribosomes. The ribosomes, think about the messenger RNA as having a recipe in it. That's what they, when they say it's been encoded, think about it as having a recipe. The ribosomes read the recipe, and as it reads the recipe, it makes this protein called the spike protein. That spike protein is supposed to be the same protein that's on the surface of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and is supposed to be at least similar to the spike proteins on the circulating coronaviruses that have been out there for more
than the
antibody. If people listen to this, your macrophages, it can cross-react with human tissue and create autoimmune disorders. So this antibody is the problem. Both the FAB portion and the FAC portion, both of those individually cause a bunch of different havoc. So the problem is, Alex, is that we are injecting mRNA that has a recipe in it to build a protein to make an antibody against the protein that is supposed to keep us healthy and keep us from getting sick. But instead what we're doing is we're creating a process that antibody replication will be there forever because of B-cell sensitization, and we have no idea how long the messenger RNA continues to make it be translated and create the proteins. We have no idea how long that protein lasts in your system.
So this is mass.
Yes. We have no idea how long the protein is going to last. We have no idea how long the antibody is going to be around. We have no idea how long the antibody is going to last. And we don't know how long they're going to continue to, the B cells are going to be active. We have no idea because we have no long-term studies. And every single one of those steps makes you susceptible to illness for the entire population for an unknown period of the rest of your life. That you may be susceptible to autoimmune disease, shock, allergies, and death from something that is supposed to keep you from getting sick.
We got a long segment coming up. I want you to get into this more when we come back, but all I was going to say is, this is illegal mass experimentation. days you identify. Propylene glycol in us, it's in most of us, we're already allergic to us. They then inject it. That's a binary weapon, is it?
Glycol that you've been previously. No. Okay. That's only the third one. I promise, Alex, I'll get to that one. So, glycol that you've been previously primed and sensitized to. The second type of. The second reaction that I think is really, really important for people to understand is this whole concept of re-exposure. So when you get this, like I've already explained, you get the spike protein, you develop an antibody. It looks like the letter Y. You develop an antibody, the anti-spike antibody, when you get your shot. And these are all the people that fall into the category of, I got the shot and I'm fine, there's nothing wrong with me, I didn't have a reaction to anything. Until they get re-exposed to a coronavirus, and it doesn't have to be the SARS-CoV-2 virus, it could be any of 37 different coronaviruses that are floating around out there in the universe.
Is that when you have the cytokine storm then?
No. That's only the third one. I promise, Alex, I'll get to that one. So that's what happens then is when you get exposed to that, when you get re-exposed, that's when you set up the autoimmune disease. That antibody can do one of two things. It can attach to the virus, bring it inside of the in the neutrophils, release the virus starts to replicate and goes into massive infection and a worse infection than you could have ever had without having the shot. That's been documented.
That's pretty nasty. And that's another thing that actually increases the sensitivity of re-exposure to a new coronavirus.
That's called antibody-dependent enhancement. And that's what happened in all of the studies that have been going on since 2005 because they've been trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine since 2005 because coronavirus flu has a big burden of illness worldwide. About 20% of influenza-like illness that happens every year is caused by coronaviruses, not influenza viruses. So as a vaccine manufacturer, there's a real need to get a coronavirus.
We're going to cover a lot of stuff in A to Z, a review of our Nutrimeds, and First Line Kit in hour number two with John W. Spring, and much more.
Coronavirus vaccine on.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Discover that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.